Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Bermanology on Letterman Row. I'm your host, Jeremy Birmingham. With us today is Ohio State 2020 commitment, Cody Simon from St. Peter's Prep in New Jersey. Cody, welcome to the show. I appreciate you taking some time this afternoon to make it happen for us.
I'm glad to be here.
I want to talk to you a little bit. You're a guy that I think a lot of people, especially Ohio State fans, didn't really have much of an idea about when your recruitment with the Buckeyes really took off. It sort of went from being they reached out in what, March for the first time, or early March, late February?
Yeah, it was sometime in the spring. They came out and came to the school, and really they just told me that they didn't know I was really available for, like, open for recruitment, because they just assumed I was full to another school. So
that school, which I assume, and correct me if I'm wrong, is Notre Dame, because your brother, plays for the Irish. But was there a point when that was the case? I mean, or was there ever a moment, or let me rephrase that. Up to what point do you think Notre Dame could have made this different for you? Or would it really have ever mattered? Or were you just always looking for your own thing?
My whole thing about my recruitment to all the schools was that I was open for everything. I had no predisposition to Notre Dame or to any other schools. I was just trying to see what every school had in store for me. And I think a lot of schools assumed that it was only going to be Notre Dame or anything like that. But, I just wanted to see what schools had to offer. And it wasn't just Notre Dame. And I started to like other schools, like Nebraska, Ohio State, but Ohio State's really like the school that I really fell in love with.
So what was it when you first met Jeff Hafley, when you first started having conversations with him, who he recruits in New Jersey, even though he's, not the linebacker coach, and then Ryan Day? I mean, obviously those first conversations were vitally important for you and your family, because you hadn't been to campus. You weren't really aware of everything that the school had to offer as far as the academic side, which is important to you. What was it about Ryan Day and Jeff Hafley and those initial conversations that sort of turned things on its ear for you and made you think, hey, maybe I should really seriously consider getting over to Columbus?
So I've been to Ohio State one time before that. And so they were there, but I just wasn't sure if I was going to ever be recruited by them. So, like, even them contacting me would be exciting. So when they first came to the school, Hafley came, and he was just really easy to talk to. And he's a good guy. He's from Jersey, so it was kind of like a barrier already broken there. He understood what I went through, and he just told me his story about why he started recruiting me, what like the circumstances were. He just came back from the league, and it was easy to talk to, and I feel like I could relate to him. And I believed what he said, and he told me straight what he believed in, his vision for the team, and I agree with it, and I like what he's doing.
After last season, I know you're a football player, you watch football. After watching the Ohio State defense a year ago, and then seeing what you've seen in the first three games this year, is that validation for what Jeff Hafley has told you was coming? Or are you surprised by the development you've seen? Are you encouraged by the linebacker play under Al Washington? I mean, what is the take for you as a kid who's sitting idly by, kind of watching to see, if everything that you were told is real?
I'm excited by the new their new defense now. They stressed when I visited that their one loss season last year was a down season, and they really struggled. But I think the main thing I've noticed so far with their defense is their confidence, and like from D line to linebackers to the DBs, they're just sound, like technically and physically sound, and they're just playing with a lot of confidence.
Are you talking more to Al Washington now? And now, I mean, he is your position coach in the future, or has that transition happened? Or are you still mostly communicating with Coach Hafley?
I've talked to Coach Washington the most. He just wants to keep me in the loop. He's been really great. The players love him. He loves the players. They they only say good things about each other, so I assume the best from him, and he's doing really well.
You know, your recruiting class is unique. You have a lot of guys like yourself, and what I mean by that is people who are really good athletes and special football talents, but people who are not you're not living and dying by football, if that makes sense. And have you found that those relationships with other guys in your class are easier to build because you guys have these common interests, which is, you know, life after football, not just what happens between the lines, or because you're all sort of reclusive in your own way and you like to keep to yourself, has that made it more challenging to get close?
No, I think what they stressed when they recruited me is that they're trying to recruit the good kids and the kids who love football and are willing to work. And I think Ohio State gets a kind of a bad rap, but not really bad, about their academics and how they actually are pretty good and they compete with all the better schools in the country. And I think they just do really well, and academics don't really get noticed for them. And I think by going to visit and seeing the school like the other recruits and I did, we understand that they are top level in academics and athletics. And I think all the recruits are more the same people. They're good kids, they love football, and they want to get better. And that's what I like about school.
Was that kind of eye-opening? I mean, I know we talked about it briefly after your first visit this spring, but or the most recent, you know, the visit that you made in the spring, not your first visit because you had been there before. But for your family, I mean, that reputation does sort of live throughout the country that Ohio State's a football factory and they're not interested in taking care of you off the field, blah, blah, blah. Was that a surprise to you guys, or because you had been told coming into the visit, hey, this is not really the way it is, were you sort of prepared, or were you expecting that to just sort of be recruiting speak?
I know my mom was surprised by not only just the academics, but just like how organized they were with all their players and all their all the type of amenities they have for the players and what they could help learn with them. And really, we were just really surprised. I had assumed that it was just football, more like the SEC schools, but they have down with their academics, and there's a reason that you can't just have football and no academics for a successful program, and they have found that right balance, and there's a reason why they're winning. So
how has your senior season started? How are you feeling about your play over at St. Peter's Prep? I know you guys had a big game, Northeast game against Erasmus Hall last week, and you were off this past weekend, but you know, what is it that you've seen, and you know, what are you developing and in your game to make yourself more college ready?
Right now my biggest thing I'm trying to be a student of the game, like studying more film, working on my technique. This year I'm really excited for my team. We're more of a young team, but I think our guys are extremely tough, and we have a big game this weekend or next weekend, and I'm just really excited. We're playing hard. Erasmus, that was a tough game. They have a lot of big recruits in that team, and our guys stuck it through, and I was just really proud of the guys. They played really well, and I just hope the rest of the season goes like this.
Cody, I'm interested because I know that, you know, there's obviously a lot of hype and stuff around events like the opening and other recruiting combines that are happening across the country. But for you, how important was it to go to that event in Dallas this year to really measure yourself up against the best of the best? And I mean, is that sort of barometer the best way to see where you need to go heading into college?
Yeah, I certainly think that experience was really important for me. I hadn't been with the best of the best yet. I hadn't seen, like, interacted with them, and that was really my first. That and the rivals, it was really my first chance I could to compete against them.
Right.
And like I thought it was a great experience. I went for the experience and just kind of to enjoy it. My coaches were supportive of it, and I have fun, and that's the biggest thing for me. And like me and my family, like if I'm not having fun doing it, I shouldn't be doing it.
Was there like an aha moment where you're there and you say, "Whoa, I actually belong here"?
I think that's the one of the things that I found along the way. I don't think I had an aha moment, but just playing with them, I was able to adjust to it, and I enjoy playing it, and it was a really good experience, and I was just happy with my performance, and I think I did well.
Your school does not allow early enrollment, correct?
Yeah, we do.
Is there a plan, is there something that you want to do? Is there a discussion about that? Have you started to look at the next phase of life? Or are you just a guy who says, I want to finish out high school and go to senior prom and do all that stuff? Or is there real discussion for you about getting to campus early?
So we talk about it more often than not, but I would have, if I could have gone early enrollee, I maybe would have. I don't know, because we just can't, so it's kind of been out the door.
It does make it easier. There are kids around the country like Paris Johnson, yeah, and Mookie Cooper who've decided to transfer high schools to be able to make that decision. But obviously that isn't for everyone. But how are you planning, or what's the next step for you as far as preparing yourself mentally, physically for Ohio State? What do you have to do from here?
I think right after the season, I'm going to start getting more in the weight room, doing physically getting ready. But I think we're going to try to see if I can get up for another visit, maybe see the coaches, see a couple practices. But as of right now, we don't really know yet.
A lot of your games are on Saturdays, right?
Yeah. I can't get up to any games. That's the worst part about my schedule. But during the spring, mm-hmm, my school lets us out early because we're seniors, and we may be able to get up there for an extended period of time, not just like a day, right, or two. But as of right now, we don't really know yet.
Before we wrap this up, and again, I appreciate you so much taking some time today to talk to us, but what is something that Buckeye fans need to know about Cody Simon that people don't know yet? What is there that people have, obviously recruiting and the way that the internet recruiting is, the world of recruiting, we think we know everything about you guys, but what is it that we don't know about Cody Simon?
One of the things, the biggest team player I'm going to have, everything I do is going to be for the team. I love the game of football, and I really do anything to play it. And this experience is just gonna be a new opportunity for me. And I'm just excited to be a Buckeye. It's gonna be a great experience.
What do you have? Well, give me two talents of yours that nobody knows about. Do you cook? Do you play music? Do you sing? Do you draw? What do you do?
I used to play a couple of instruments. I used to play the trumpet and the trumpet. Yeah, that was probably one of my brighter moments. And then another thing, I can juggle pretty well.
Juggle. That's you're gonna need to learn how to juggle things when you get to college, because your time mostly. But what number do you wear and why?
I don't really have a big story about my number. I wear 30, but that's because.
But you're not like attached to it. You don't care if that stays your number in college.
Yeah, I don't. It doesn't really matter to me, but I would like to keep it because I just stuck with it since sophomore year, and I just like the number now. It's kind of a part of me, and that's just me now, 30.
Well, look, again, Cody, thanks so much for joining the show. Anything in the future, we look to hearing more about you and seeing how the senior season winds out for you. So good luck the rest of the way. For Letterman Row, I'm Jeremy Birmingham. That is Cody Simon of St. Peter's Prep, Ohio State 2020 commitment. Thanks so much for watching.